And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. To Mary Noble, the new year looks bleak and unpromising indeed. For she and her husband Larry are deeper in the misunderstanding that has steadily driven them apart than ever before. Right now, Mary's in her hotel room in the New York Theater District. She's talking to her closest friend, Maud Marlowe, character actress who lives in the same hotel. And we hear...
Oh, I feel as if I've let you down badly, dear, being away all day yesterday.
Oh, no, Maud.
But I simply had to get some rest after the performance New Year's Eve. And so I just packed a bag and went out to Connecticut with one of the cast to visit his family.
I'm glad you did get away, Maud. You've been working so hard for your opening, and now that it's a sure hit, you must feel the need of letting down.
I certainly do, Mary. I feel just like a bath sponge, no resistance at all. Well, tell me, where have you been?
Me? Right here.
Oh, no. You mean to say you didn't go out to Long Island? I thought your next-door neighbors, the Bakers, had invited you.
Oh, they did. They've been wonderful to me, Maud. Both Florence and Walter Baker. And they've given our young son, Mary Jr., a perfectly lovely holiday.
Well, then what do you mean you stayed right here? Didn't Larry want you to leave New York even for a minute?
I haven't seen Larry at all.
What? Since when?
Since before New Year. Since last Friday afternoon, to be exact.
But I don't understand, Mary. What on earth has happened?
I don't think I can talk about it, Maud. Even to you.
Oh, nonsense, Mary. It can't be that difficult. Here, wait till I light a cigarette. And then you bring me up to date. Where do you keep your matches?
I'm afraid I don't have any.
Oh, I forgot you never did smoke. Well, I must have matches in my bag. Yes, here they are. Well, my dear, let's have the awful truth.
I'm sure you'll think it's entirely my fault. But I swear to you, I had nothing whatever to do with it.
Suppose you begin at the beginning.
Well, that goes back to Christmas.
Well, that's not too long ago for me to remember.
As you know, when I got back here from Long Island, there was a package for me, Maud. It had come by bonded messenger. And they put it in the hotel safe. It was a ruby pendant.
Yes, I know.
Well, it wasn't for me, Maud. It was for Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow's housekeeper.
So you told me before.
Of course, it was a mistake. When I opened it, there was a card saying, "From Rupert to Julia."
Yes, I remember.
Rupert Barlow had been calling me frantically about it. But when I got back, I let him know it was safe.
And, of course, he raced right over here to get it.
Naturally. It's a very valuable piece of jewelry. At least it looked very valuable.
Well, it certainly did, Mary. Well, then what happened?
After that, I went to see Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the minute I was led into the visiting room down at the city jail that he was furious about something.
Well?
Just handed me a card. He was absolutely frozen with anger. I could see that. So I read the card.
Well, I should certainly hope so. What did it say?
To Mary. Something about a lovely woman, I don't know. Anyhow, it was signed Rupert Barlow.
Oh, fine, Mary. Well, that must have made everything just lovely. Did Larry explain how that particular card happened to get to him?
Julia Dixon brought it to him.
Now, just a minute, Mary. You're going entirely too fast for me. Julia Dixon? The woman who has waited for 10 long, hopeless years to marry Rupert Barlow's millions?
Well, that's not fair. She's deeply in love with him.
Well, that's beside the point, Mary. And how does it happen that she visits your husband in the deep recesses of the New York City jail to bring him such a card?
I don't know, Maud.
Well, I'm rapidly coming to see that I can't ever leave New York for an instant. I thought you said you told Rupert Barlow not to come within 1,000 miles of you. I thought even you were finally convinced that he's bad news, after the picture of the two of you appeared in the paper alongside Marty Rufus's gossip column.
But, Maud, this was something I had nothing to do with. I couldn't help it if the jewelry shop sent Julia Dixon's present here, could I? I certainly didn't know that Rupert had sent me a card, particularly a message like that.
Well, I should think you might begin to realize that your devoted Mr. Barlow is poison to your husband. And since Larry is about to go on trial for his life any day now, I think you might string along with him to the point of putting Rupert Barlow on the sidelines, for the time being at least.
You know I don't care about Rupert except as a friend, as a person who's been very generous and helpful, in spite of Larry's objections.
Oh, of course, and this is an example of his helpfulness. To send your Christmas present to Julia Dixon, who's desperately jealous of you and for good reason, and then to send Julia's present to you.
There was no present. You know I wouldn't accept a gift from Rupert Barlow.
All right, Mary. All right, I take your word for it. But how do you think those cards got mixed? Don't you suppose Rupert did that deliberately?
Of course not. He was absolutely horrified when he found out. It was his man, Victor.
That gangsterish-looking chauffeur of his?
Yes, Maud. Rupert found out he was responsible for taking those pictures of us.
Of Rupert and you standing outside this hotel? And Rupert and you coming arm in arm up the subway steps?
Oh, we weren't arm in arm, Maud. I stumbled and Rupert took my arm to steady me.
All right, Mary. Well, now just what does Victor have to do with this?
Well, he evidently followed me and he took the pictures. And he sold them to that columnist, Marty Rupus. Rupert is absolutely furious about it. He's discharged the man. And that's why Victor deliberately mixed up the Christmas cards.
I see. And you've explained all this to Larry?
I couldn't explain anything. He stared at me with a stony expression, and I knew it was hopeless.
And now you expect me to go to him again and try to straighten out the mess?
No, I don't. If Larry can't listen to me, if he can't believe me when I tell him that there never has been anybody in my life except him, then it's hopeless to argue. Apparently, Larry must believe that I'm as easily influenced by Rupert as he was when he ruined his whole career, and perhaps his life, by falling madly in love with Claudia Vincent.
You don't mean that, Mary.
Don't I? Why not? Do you think I like to be accused of every degree of infidelity by Larry, just so he can justify his own infatuation for Claudia?
Why, I've never heard you talk like this, Mary. Well, you must
be... I'm beginning to assert myself, Maud. I'm beginning to resent being accused all the time of unfaithfulness, when I know that I have nothing to blame myself for. Can Larry say the same thing? Well, can he? Wasn't he so mad about Claudia Vincent that he insisted on bringing her to our home on Long Island to live? Even after he knew that she tried to blackmail Rupert for years? Even after he was present when she tried to kill him with a gun? And would have succeeded if I had managed to push her off balance?
Now, Mary, wait a minute.
And after that, Maud, didn't he get her into the play opposite him, even though she had no experience? Do you think that's reasonable? Do you think he has the right to criticize everything I do? And pass judgment on every motive and thought I might have?
Now, Mary, this isn't like
you. I've stood by Larry ever since he was arrested. I've blotted out any jealous thoughts I might have had. Even though the police believe he killed Oliver Wilson through jealousy. When he found Oliver was secretly married to Claudia.
Now, Mary, stop this at once. Do you hear? You're letting your imagination run away with you. You've told me time and again that you know Larry is innocent. You know he didn't murder that worthless young fortune hunter. Are you going to go back on that now? Are you going to let Larry down when he needs you more than he ever will again?
No, Maud, no. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean any of it. I do believe in him. I love him, Maud. Heaven knows I love him, but why can't he believe in me, too? Why can't he know that I wouldn't do anything to hurt him?
Oh, Mary, how do you expect him to know? When a man of Rupert Barlow's wealth and influence is doing everything in his power to destroy your marriage.
Mary Noble looks at her friend Maud Marlowe with disbelief, and at the same time, with a new feeling of uncertainty. And meantime, in his cell in the New York City jail, we find Larry Noble sitting on his narrow cot, his head resting in his hands, his thoughts bitter and angry.
So this is what it's come to. All the years of being so sure, so completely confident. Complacent, that's what it is. Oh, yes. My Mary. She loves me. She'd never turn to another man. No matter if he was richer than Croesus. Not Mary. Not my Mary. That's why it was so easy for her to convince me. When she came here.
It's all a lot of malicious gossip, darling. I only love you. I believe in you, Larry, my dearest. You know that. There couldn't be anyone else.
Stop it, Mary. Stop it. How much can any guy stand? My Mary. My own. My love. She hasn't wasted any time. My chances don't look too good. Rupert Barlow's richer, more important, more attractive from every angle. You didn't hesitate, did you, baby? Not my girl. How smart you've grown since you came to New York. How quickly you've taken on a new set of values. I'd never have believed it, Mary. I'd never have believed you let me down.
Darling, I love you. I'll never leave you. Trust me, Larry. I love you.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it, I tell you. Keep her out of here.
Keep her away. She's lying. She's lying. She's lying.
Hey! Hey, bring the jacket. Better call the infirmary. This guy's gone stir crazy.
Larry Noble's anguish overflows his control. He pounds at the bars that enclose him. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.